Easter, Week 7, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. I am wearied with all my crying, as I await my God. Psalm 68. Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk in the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame. Through me, Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed. Through me, God of Israel. It is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in mourning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkard's songs. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I am wearied with all my crying as I await my God. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Psalm 68 continued. This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favour. In your great love, answer me, O God. With your help that never fails, rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me. Ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for consolers, not one could I find. For food they gave me poison, in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. For food they gave me poison, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Psalm 68 concluded. As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. A gift pleasing to God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad. The God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah. And men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Seek the Lord, and he will give life to your soul. Christ the Lord has promised us the Holy Spirit. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from the second letter of St. John. From the elder, my greeting to the lady, the chosen one, and to her children, she whom I love in the truth. And I am not the only one, for so do all who have come to know the truth. Because of the truth that lives in us and will be with us forever. In our life of truth and love, we shall have grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father. It has given me great joy to find that your children have been living the life of truth as we were commanded by the Father. I am writing now, dear lady, not to give you any new commandment, but the one which we were given at the beginning, and to plead, let us love one another. To love is to live according to his commandments. This is the commandment which you have heard since the beginning, to live a life of love. There are many deceivers about in the world, refusing to admit that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. They are the deceiver. They are the Antichrist. Watch yourselves, or all our work will be lost, and not get the reward it deserves. If anybody does not keep within the teachings of Christ but goes beyond it, he cannot have God with him. Only those who keep what he taught can have the Father and the Son with them. If anyone comes to you bringing a different doctrine, you must not receive him in your house or even give him a greeting. To greet him would make you a partner in his wicked work. There are several things I have to tell you, but I have thought it best not to trust them to paper and ink. I hope instead to visit you and talk to you personally, so that our joy may be complete. Greeting to you from the children of your sister, the Chosen One. A responsory from 2 John. This is the commandment we have received from the Father. It is not a new commandment, but the one which we were given at the beginning. Walk in truth and love. Alleluia. Follow the whole way that the Lord your God has marked out for you, and you shall live. Walk in truth and love. Alleluia. A reading from the Treatise of St. Hilary on the Trinity, Book 2. The Lord commanded that baptism be given in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, that is, with a profession of faith in the Creator, the Only Begotten, and the Gift. There is one Creator of all, for there is one God, the Father, from whom all things are. There is one Only Begotten, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom all things are. There is one Spirit, the Gift, in all things. Everything, therefore, is arranged in due order and merit. There is one power from which all things are. There is one offspring through whom all things are. There is one gift of fulfilled hope. Nothing will be found lacking to this perfection, within which, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, there is the infinity of the eternal, the vision of the image, the enjoyment of the gift. We can learn from the Lord's own words the effect the Holy Spirit has in us. Quote, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now, for it is to your advantage that I go away. If I go, I will send the Counselor to you. And again, I will pray the Father, and he will send to you another Counselor to be with you for ever, even the Spirit of Truth. He will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine. End of quotations. These words contain a general truth. They teach us the will of the giver and the nature and condition of the gift. For since our weakness cannot grasp the Father and the Son, our faith, which has difficulty in conceiving the Incarnation, is enlightened by the gift of the Holy Spirit, as if a treaty were made through his intercession. We receive the Spirit, then, for the sake of knowledge. To take a comparison, our bodily nature will become unnecessary if the needs that it serves come to an end. The eyes will serve no purpose if there is no light or daytime. The ears will not know what function to perform if no words or sounds are uttered. The nose will find no work if it can smell no scents. Not that these senses will lose their nature for some reason, rather there must be a reason for their use. So too, unless the human mind drinks in the gift of the Spirit by faith, it will have the nature for understanding God, but it will not have the light of knowledge. The gift which is in Christ is one, yet offered, and offered fully, to all. Always available, it is given in proportion to each one's will to receive. It remains with each according to his will to grow in merit. This is what is with us to the end of time. This is our consolation in our time of waiting. This, through what it bestows and effects, is the pledge of our hope for the future. This is the light of our minds, the splendor of our understanding. Responsory. The time has come for me to return to him who sent me, says the Lord. Do not be sad, do not let your hearts be troubled. I will ask the Father to keep you in his care. Alleluia. Unless I go, the Advocate will not come, but when I have been taken from you, I will send him to you. I will ask the Father to keep you in his care. Alleluia. Let us pray. Lord God, you opened for us the way to eternal life, when Christ your Son was taken up to glory, and your Holy Spirit came to enlighten the Church. Grant that as we share in so great a gift, our faith may grow ever stronger, our service ever more loyal. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.